This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Frankie Price, please note the following medical letter, period. Frankie is Frankie Price, Price. On today's date, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, height 5'3", weight 190 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 19th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the driver's side after running a red light, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a Chrysler 300 vehicle that was hit by a sedan, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her low back, comma, right foot and ankle, comma, as well as headaches, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is worse with movement, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 out of 10 on a good day to 10 out of 10 on a bad day, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the ankle with tingling, period. New paragraph. Her right foot and ankle pain is worse with movement, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Methodist Hospital, period. She saw her family doctor days later and had x-rays of her foot and back, period. She followed up with physical therapy, period. She saw her family physician at the health center and repeat x-rays were done, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with cleaning house, comma, exercising, comma, holding grandchildren, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as tennis and football, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medications as well as headache medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, migraines, comma, and Alzheimer's disease, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that her low back was injured over 10 years ago with a fall. It was treated for approximately 3 months without permanency, period. It resolved in 3 months. She did have physical therapy and medication, period. She has not had other low back injuries, period. The patient never injured her right foot or ankle in the past, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 1996 where she was seen in the emergency room but no other treatment. She did injure her knees, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals small toe callus. Remove both feet, period. New paragraph, our occupation is that of a pharmacy tech, retired, period. New paragraph, upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Eskenazi Podiatry Center, June 23rd, 2021, right foot pain and ankle injury, period. Patient states had a car accident March or April 2021. Patient states worst pain, present swelling, period. Their assessment was limited ankle range of motion with diminished subtalar range of motion, period. Midfoot is symptomatic with sagittal stress period. The midfoot is tender with palpation over the joint comma, tarsal, metatarsal, and anterior aspect of the right ankle period. There is mild tenderness over the lateral malleolus comma, medial comma, posterior tibial tendon, and anterior ankle joint period. Impression is ankle strain, comma, sprain, and contusion period. The patient appears to have injured the posterior tibial tendon and anterior ankle joint period. X-rays of the ankle were performed, showed an old avulsion off the anterior superior aspect of the talus period. Eskenazi primary care, March 30th, 2021, 55-year-old female who states that on March 19th got involved in an MVA period. Emergency room report, IU Methodist Hospital, March 19th, 2021, states 55-year-old female with history of hypertension presents following MVA period. Significant intrusion noted period, denies airbag deployment period. On exam, tender to palpation over the left ankle, tender to palpation over the right lateral chest wall. They ordered a chest x-ray, which was negative. X-rays of the ankle were negative for fracture. Assessment was MVA, restrained driver. They ordered acetaminophen and ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 19th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid exam. Cervical region was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, extension by 16 degrees, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable, period. There was 10% swelling of the right ankle, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right ankle with dorsiflexion diminished by 6 degrees and plantar flexion diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was tenderness of the right dorsal midfoot as well as the ankle, period. There was diminished strength of the right ankle, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation was normal, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, and right leg radiculopathy, period. Number two, right foot and ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, sprain, comma, and contusions, period. Number three, costochondritis resolve, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 19, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the right foot and ankle, utilizing table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body utilizing table 16-10, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 3% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 19, 2021, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar area, comma, right foot, comma, and right ankle, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some back injections at a cost of $3,500 would be warranted, period. The patient states that she was advised that she may need more physical therapy, and I believe that would be appropriate at a cost of $1,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.